You're listening to Amber and Billows on Sunraysia's Hit 99.5.
Billows?
Yes.
The world has changed so much in the last 300 years. Thankfully.
Guys, stop what you're doing. Amber is dropping some truth bombs right now. In the last 300 years, yeah, I reckon there might have been a few changes.
So, a rare sex manual.
Oh.
It's 300 years old.
What time is it? We're doing an early naughty one.
Yep.
A sex manual.
Yeah, well, I wanted to talk about this because this book has been banned for over 250 years.
Oh, they were pretty conservative back in the day, though. So, come on, it might just be, hey, guys, have you heard of anything other than missionary? Because there are some fun things we can do.
So, this 300-year-old sex manual comes in sort of two parts. And the first half is, like, covers the human anatomy and logistics.
Anatomy and logistics? Okay, yep. Righto, I'm in.
And then the second half of the book deals with pregnancy and midwifery.
Is there a cliffhanger at the end of the first one or anything like that?
No. I think the first half would be pretty straightforward.
Did you enjoy volume one? Volume two is going to blow your mind.
Now, according to this book, choosing your baby's gender is easy.
Okay. Oh, wow. This is going to be a revelation.
So, the woman should just lie on her right side after intercourse if she wants a boy.
Yes.
And if you want a girl, then just flip it over.
It's that lay simple, ladies. Where have you been? I mean, you could have been doing this for the last 300 years, but they banned this book. God. Yeah. Well, that's not that controversial. It's just stupid.
What is also interesting is that imaginative women would cause birth defects.
Oh, God.
So it claims that if a woman was to let her imagination
run wild?
Yeah, during intercourse.
Yes.
Then there would be ill-shaped bodies.
Oh, God.
Then her child would be born with birth defects.
It's not because they cured things with alcohol and cocaine and heroin.
No.
No?
No.
All right.
So, it also claims, like, women crave chalk and horse flesh, which is absolutely disgusting.
I have heard of the chalk one.
And men should be praised for
couldn't agree more.
For their gift of life.
Well, Amber, prove it wrong.
Well, I mean, are you kidding?
We've got the easiest part of making
exactly.
A baby.
According to the manual, men are the wonders of the world.
Well,
who should be worshipped by the subordinate to him.
Amber, I'm calling for an unban of this book. It seems like it is dropping knowledge bombs left, right and centre.
Yeah.
Amber's burning a hole in me with her look right now, so maybe I won't bring the book back.
News Friday.
A lot of effort into that opener, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, just
Fake News Friday, you're going to present me three headlines.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them are real and one of them is fake, and I am left with the task of picking the fake one.
Mm-hmm.
See how we go.
All right, Fake News Friday, here we go. Macca's ditched cheeseburger from Happy Meals.
Oh, God, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds horrifying.
Disneyland announces virtual reality experience.
Disneyland VR, okay.
Banana Girl's crazy new jungle life.
Run that past me again.
Banana Girl's crazy new life.
Crazy new life.
Are you live Googling? How dare you?
No, I'm writing down notes so I remember the three stories. I've wrote down Macca's Ditch Cheeseburger from Happy Meals,
mm-hmm.
Disney VR,
mm-hmm.
and Banana Girl's crazy new life.
Mm-hmm. Which of those is the fake story?
Look, the first two seem feasible.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, geez, would Macca's really drop a cheeseburger from a Happy Meal?
Mm.
That's what a Happy Meal is. Kids, I know they can get their bag of apples or something,
you can get nuggets in a Happy Meal.
Nuggets are pretty great. I was just going to say that the Apple Happy Meal should be renamed.
Well,
it's a disappointment meal.
The Appy Meal.
Ah, I see what you did there.
I think the apples replaced the chips, so
still pretty disappointing.
Well.
I'm going to go with the banana girl. I need to know what that means. That's the fake one, isn't it?
No.
The banana girl is real?
Yeah, so her name's Freely. She's an Instagram model, and she is showing off how she's gone off the grid. She's living
a banana
technology-free life in South America.
Why is she a banana girl?
That's just what they're calling her. Very creative, guys. Well done. Jeez.
But I still don't know. Is it just like, was she a banana model?
No, she's an Instagram model.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm still not close to knowing why she's the banana girl.
The fake story, everyone.
Yeah.
Disneyland announces virtual reality experience.
So we still have to go to Los Angeles or Florida to go to Disneyland.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
And Macca's are ditching the cheeseburger.
Yes, they are.
My goodness.
Yeah, in a way to reduce the fatties. Fat kids. Oh, Jesus.
Cop that, kids. Hey, Nadia Spotty 640.
Kind of worked.
Amber, it was flawless.
It kind of worked.
Flawless.
Too many syllables. Anyway, what do we got? Naughty or sporty?
We got a naughty, Amber.
Of course.
Ah, let's go to the sexy, sexy world of Australian politics.
Yes.
Barnaby Joyce, he's had a big couple of weeks, Amber.
Aww.
He knocked up one of his staffers. He's upset his wife and his kids. He's even upset the Prime Minister.
Thought you said we were talking about sexy stuff.
Amber, all this talk of Barnaby Joyce has got my nipples hard. I don't know about you.
Oh, my God.
The Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull. Oh, God, it just keeps getting sexier. He has banned sexual relationships between Ministers of Parliament and their staff.
Wow.
That wasn't a ban that was in place before.
No.
It is now. Thoughts, Amber?
Like, good.
Yeah.
Obviously. Because I don't think it's ever a good idea, whether you're a politician or not, to sleep with someone that you work with.
Amber, as someone who has made this mistake, you're right, but it's also, look, it's a mistake you learn yourself.
Yeah.
I think it's one that many people will do. Like, everyone knows the old saying that you don't poop where you eat in regards to inter-office relationships.
Mm-hmm.
But in the heat of the moment, things happen, Amber.
Yeah, I think we could all probably control ourselves a little bit better.
Look at little miss high and mighty
I've
over here.
I've never slept with anyone that I work with.
You've never slept with anyone you regretted?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there it is. Well, maybe you could conduct yourself a bit better, Amber.
What?
See?
I'm just, like, it ruins the whole dynamic of an office. And obviously what's happening with Barnaby Joyce at the moment.
Oh, God. Yeah, he's in a world of hurt.
He's standing by it as well. Like, he's...
Yeah. More power to him for following this one through to the end. I did like the Prime Minister actually did. I really liked this. He said, Barnaby made a shocking error of judgment in having an affair with a young woman working in his office. He also said, I think we know the real issue here is the terrible hurt and humiliation that Barnaby, and I thought he was about to say more about how private lives are private. No, by his conduct has a visit upon his wife, Natalie, and their daughters, and indeed his new partner. So he made it so that Barnaby is in the wrong, and he's feeling for the women in this issue.
Yeah, there's six women that are sort of caught up in the middle of all of this.
I thought that was really classy on the Prime Minister's part, speaking about the Deputy Prime Minister.
Mm. So next time a Polly bangs their staffer, it's going to be even more hectic.
That's
because there's this new rule in.
They're going to get called into the Prime Minister's office and be like, I was pretty clear about this. Amber, I'm not the handiest bloke.
No, you're not.
No, you answered that too quick. The other day, I wasn't even fixing something proper. I was trying to fix... We got this stupid little plate with a picture of my fiancée Carly and I from when we were in Thailand.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a stupid souvenir.
So it's a decorative plate, essentially.
Yeah, a decorative plate, a limited edition.
There goes
one
Billows
of one.
Buying decorative plates.
Exactly what happened. I think it's had my face on it.
Classic.
Now, the picture on it was starting to unglue. I thought it was all part of the plate printed on it. It's not. It's just a picture glued on a plate.
Yeah.
But it was starting to peel away, so I wanted to fix it. Now, the only glue I had in the house was Tarzan's grip. Stuff you use to, like, glue wood together. I'm using it for a plate and a photo, but that's all I had. So I'm in there and I'm getting it on, and it was all fine. But then I didn't realize that I was gluing, and I'm like, not a lot's coming out here, and this thing feels like it's getting emptier. And it wasn't until I was holding it all together that I realized I was glued to the whole thing.
You glued yourself to the decorative plate.
Yeah, and so I ended up just... I didn't realize it was coming out the other end of the glue.
Oh, jeez.
And ended up just stuck to myself, stuck to the plate. And that stuff stays on your fingers 4 days.
Yeah.
And it really resembles your own skin. So I ended up peeling off quite a bit of that as well.
Yeah.
So on 13, 12, 16, I'd like to know, what to glue yourself to? What to glue yourself to, Sunraysia? Amber, have you had any experience in this?
The day before year 7.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. So an important day.
13-year-old Amber.
This is make or break whether you're a cool kid or not, Amber.
Yes. So I obviously wanted to make a good impression, and I decided that I'd super glue some nails, like some fingernails. Like,
oh, okay.
So
isn't there special nail glue?
Yeah, look, I don't want to talk about it. I was 13. I didn't know too much.
Mate, I get it. Like
then.
I said, I only had Tarzan's grip and I was trying to fix a photo.
So I've essentially just glued myself to myself.
Yeah.
And yeah. It got very messy.
It got very messy.
don't use super glue. There's nail technicians out there listening right now. Like, what?
Like, duh. What do you mean? You don't use Tarzan grip on your nails, I'll be damned. 13, yeah. 12, 16, Sunraysia. What'd you glue yourself to? Well, trying to fix something, I glued myself to myself.
No, you glued yourself to a decorative plate. Don't beat around the bush.
Look, I was trying to make it sound like I was fixing something around the house for people who have just joined us. Fine, I was fixing a plate from Thailand that has a picture of Carly and me on it because the picture was coming off the plate and all I had was Tarzan's grip.
Yeah.
So I ended up frigging glued to a plate. Are you happy, Amber? Are you happy, Amber?
What lesson did you learn from that?
That Tarzan's grip is not for plates. Unless the plate is broken.
Or photos.
Or photos, yeah. I think that's a better one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So 13, 12, 16, we want to know, what did you get glued to? Josh is on the line, mate. What did you get glued to?
You know the laminate on, like, a bathroom cabinet door?
Mine
was off, and I've been trying to glue it back recently, and I was holding it because, like, you know, you glue it and you give it a bit of pressure, and then as I left, it just took it off, and it was glued sort of. I had, like, my hands pressing down on a table. They were both just glued to this piece of laminate.
So glued yourself to a door. Is that what you're telling me now?
So the laminate of the door, and, I ripped off three of the five on each hand. Skin off the fingertips.
Oh, God.
That is some hardcore glue you've got there as well, mate.
I assume your fingers were left on the door as well.
Yeah. Because it said hold it for, like, let it dry for 10-15 minutes. So I put it in, I was just kind of, like, listening to some music, and then I went to pull away, and it just came with me.
I hope it wasn't for, like, a house inspection or something.
It was definitely for my house.
Ew! Your fingers are just still left on the bathroom door.
Yeah. Ignore that. That's just my fingertips.
Yeah. Please mind the skin.
Fantastic. Thanks for your call.
All right.
This is the best of Amber and Billows on Sunraysia's Hit 99.5.